Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
You might be hearing ads on the radio. You'll hear them on all the radio stations at the moment about Meta glasses. Now, firstly, most people said to me, who are Meta? Well, Meta are actually Facebook. They've actually renamed themselves. They're the artists formerly known as Facebook. And you will notice over the coming years that Facebook will actually disappear altogether and, you know, the social media giant, and they'll be just called Meta. Now, they've recently launched its first smart glasses in a bid to offer wearable augmented reality, even partnering with eyewear brand Ray-Ban to bring the futuristic tech into the present day style. Well, the journalist at the Sunday Times, Valerie Flynn, wore a pair of these Ray-Ban smart glasses for a day in Dublin centre, city centre, and she joins me on the line now, which wrote an interesting piece about it at the Sunday Times. Good afternoon to you, Valerie.
How are you doing?
Valerie, look, it's a very interesting piece, and we've been listening to the ads here on the radio for the last couple of months about Meta glasses or AR glasses. iPhone, or should I say Apple, are releasing their version of it, which are even more subtle, probably around November, December. But is this a dangerous situation where I'm walking down the street and you could be taking photographs of me?
Well, that's what we wanted to find out with the piece. So we got some glasses. We didn't get them off Meta, actually. We did ask Meta for a pair. They said they didn't have any to lend out. And then also sent a big long statement about how there aren't any privacy concerns at all about these. So we went and bought some, and I walked around town wearing them just to see if people noticed. Because if you listen to the ads, or if you look at the big full page ads that they're doing in the newspaper, you know, they're all about like kind of raising awareness of how to know if somebody is recording you. So what they say is there's a little light that shines, you know, that lights up when the glasses are recording, and they also say to watch out for a hand motion. People will be raising their hands with their glasses, doing a little tap.
People do that anyway. When I'm fixing my glasses, sure, I put my hand up to the right hand side, so I could be pressing a button in there.
Oh, I'm the same. I wear glasses anyway, and I do be touching them about 100 times a day. So that occurred to me too. I was like, this is just like me pushing my glasses up my nose all day long.
Yeah.
But you know, I suppose the first thing to say about them, and we have a video actually up on the Sunday Times website of what they look like. They just look like cool sunglasses. They don't look mad, you know. They don't look like something out of Back to the Future.
Yeah, they're not like those kind of flop ones that came out years ago, the Google Glass. Do you remember that? Which kind of looked futuristic. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, you don't look like you're in Star Trek. You just look like you're wearing Ray-Ban sunglasses. The frames are quite chunky, but that's kind of trendy, you know. They would pass for total normie glasses. And the thing to look out for is just up, like just in front of the hinge, is these two tiny little cameras. They're just a few millimetres across, but they just look like a design feature, and there's a little white light, which when it's on, you would see it, but it's kind of hard to see it outdoors in daylight, in my own opinion, because it is very small.
You could also cover that up, I suppose. If you were of the mindset that you didn't want people to know, you could easily put it in a bit of back tape.
If you wanted to, you could. Yeah. Now, Facebook does tell people not to do that. And I should say, in fairness to Facebook, the glasses connect to an app on your phone, which is where you can download all the videos and then pick them up on your Instagram or whatever it is you want to do with your videos.
Can you see anything on the lenses from your view? Can you see anything? Is there any?
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, no. So, I mean, that's where Mark Zuckerberg wants to go with this, right? So,
of course.
Like, when he was launching it, like, he did kind of say, you know, this is like the first step towards what they want. You know, what he wants to do is like, you know, augmented reality, right? So that your glasses will be like something out of a sci-fi movie where they've got like augmented reality, and you could be like, you know,
isn't that the next step? That I'm walking down the road and I see Valerie Flynn coming towards me on Grafton Street, and on my glasses on the inside, you can't see it, but I'll see, you know, Valerie Flynn, your social media accounts, your Instagram account, your Facebook account.
Some sort of facial recognition. I mean, look, you know, I think obviously there'd be huge privacy concerns around that. He just said he wants to do like holograms, augmented reality. So it would be kind of like, you know, he's trying to make the new Apple Watch, right? The new kind of wearable tech. This is just the first step. It's definitely not exactly where they want to be. They want to go further. But, like, you know, if you look at some of the tech reviews from when this product launched back in September of last year, like, some of the tech journalists were kind of saying, you know, to be quite cynical about it, is this product really just to kind of soften the public up and sort of get a bit of, you know, awareness of the fact that you can wear these things, and you know they're not that weird, and then you know gradually make, you know, increase the weirdness as we go on.
Did anybody notice, by the way, when you walked? You went in and out of a few shops. You walked up and down the street. You even went as far as saying you could walk into the courts. Now, of course, you didn't turn the camera on when you were in the courts, but you could have if you wanted to. But did anyone notice?
Yeah, and when it's for any of your listeners who don't know, like you're not allowed to record in an Irish court. So that was why we thought it would be a good idea to check that out. So I brought them into the security scanner and then I put them on and I walked into an open session court. And I didn't turn them on because you can't record in an Irish court. But nobody noticed. So I walked up Grafton Street. It was quite busy. I went into the Stephen's Green Shopping Centre. I went into the cafe. I walked into the ladies. I went into a playground because I thought that that's quite a big...
That's one of the things we're concerned about. Yeah, of course.
I'd be concerned about my kids. So I didn't turn them on in the playground, but I did go in and I did the tapping motion over and over again, you know, because they say on the ad, this is how you'll know someone's recording, tap, tap, tap. But sure, parents are minding their kids and they're distracted. They're not watching it to see are your glasses.
I see. When I hear the ads, the kind of warning ads, right, I'm quite cynical, to be honest with you, because I do believe the ads, although they are warning people and telling people about the do's and don'ts, I do believe it's almost like marketing because it kind of has people, oh, what's that? What's AR glasses? So I do believe it's marketing more than anything else.
Well, I don't know. Right. Okay, I thought that too first. But actually, the ads were required by our regulator. So the Data Protection Commissioner said to Facebook, when these glasses launched in September 2021, so just last year, and Ireland was one of the first of only 6 countries where they launched initially. Now they're for sale in 10 countries. But we are in a small minority of countries where you can buy these. And you can buy them on Grafton Street, actually, in the shop there. Like they're just for sale.
How much are they?
Oh, they're expensive. They're €329.
Okay, the new ones Apple coming out at the end of the year. Now, they will have the screens, of course, on the inside. That'll have your text messages coming up in the screen. You will also, they look like ordinary, you know, wearing glasses. You don't need your prescription because you can put it into your phone, your prescription, and automatically adjust the glass to your prescription. They're going to be about €3,000, I believe.
Okay.
That's a lot. Yeah. Okay, but here's the big thing, okay, because I know you don't have much time to talk to us today, but the data issues around this. Ireland has one of the strictest data laws and GDPR laws in this country. So when we move forward, at the moment it's only a few photographs, which in itself some people might be concerned about. But when we get further down the street, where do we sit with, you know, our rights as individuals to privacy?
Yeah, I mean, so like, I spoke to a data protection lawyer like for the piece, Fred Logue, and I hope I'm quoting correctly now, but I think what he was saying to me was, you know, the thing about GDPR is it's all about notifying people, right? So if you're taking their data, if you're recording them or in any other way harvesting their data, you tell them, right? So the thing is, if I'm walking along, tap, tap, tapping on my glasses, and I really think in my whole trip around town, only one person, I saw one woman did give me a really funny look, and she kind of walked on, and I think she kind of knew what I was doing, but that was literally just one woman of hundreds of people that I walked by with these glasses on. So but really, I'm supposed to be notifying people that I'm recording them, and I think if you look at the design of these glasses, I'm not sure the tapping and the little light is enough notification. Now Facebook say, oh, just tell people you're recording them, but obviously the concern is that some people just won't do that, not just because they're creepy, but just because people have different standards, and some people just feel very comfortable recording. Like,
but you don't really have any rights.
Like, all the time.
If I'm taking, say, a video of, say, myself and my partner on Grafton Street, and I'm taking a little video of her standing on the street or whatever it happens to be, I don't have to tell everybody around because you're in a public place.
By law, you're in a public place.
Yeah.
And absolutely.
So it is rocky, dodgy territory, isn't it?
Incidental to the picture. You're not actually sort of persistently harassing them, you know, by invading their privacy. Yeah, it's totally different, yeah.
But in saying that, when AR becomes a thing and, you know, everybody's name might come up beside the photograph, then the argument is, well, if you're on social media, you're on Instagram and you're on Facebook, you've already signed your life away anyway, because there's terms and conditions that nobody ever reads. You've more or less sold your rights to your photograph.
I mean, we're not there yet in terms of the faces, you know, being up, and I'm sure Facebook would deny that's where they want to go with it. But, you know, what I would say is, like, when you sign up with the app, actually, for these particular glasses, they do make you sign up for the location settings, so that your location settings are basically always on. So, you know, the app is tracking where you're taking these videos. So that's one piece of data that they are taking in.
Right, okay. Okay, so people know who and where was in what location at what time when you put the video up. That's the problem.
If you took a photo with them and you put it up on Facebook and you tagged your friends, or if they were recognised by the facial recognition technology, I guess they would know where those people were at that time. But I'm not a tech expert, so
You're a responsible person, right? I assume. So you're a responsible person, Valerie.
I don't know. I've still got the glasses.
But this is the point I'm going to make. Okay, so Would you recommend them to people, or would you buy them? Would you say, yeah, that was fun, that was good, that was okay? Or do you have an issue with them as a responsible person?
Oh, I wouldn't buy them. I mean, like, I'm not a massively kind of online social media person anyway, so I don't think they're really aimed at me. But no, I wouldn't. Like,
okay.
I don't think that other people know that you're recording them to the extent that that I would be comfortable with. It's just not like holding up your phone. So Facebook says, oh, well, there's no little light that comes on when you hold up your phone. That's what they said in their statement.
I said that today, actually, to Ashley, myself and Ashley were talking about it, and I actually said that. There's no, like I said, I could be sitting here pretending to be looking at my phone, but I could be taking a video of you and you'd never
But
know.
You couldn't really, though, because you have to hold your phone up towards the thing you're videoing. Whereas with these, wherever I turn my head, and they're sunglasses, so you can't see where my eyes are, but wherever I turn my head, that's where I'm looking. So unless you knew to look out for these sunglasses, you wouldn't know that they're recording. And as the Irish Centre for Civil Liberties said to Sunday Times at the weekend, it's not really up to other people to police everybody else's glasses. That's not how this works. You know, it shouldn't be up to other people to constantly be on the lookout for what kind of glasses other people are wearing, which is kind of the thrust of those ads.
I get the picture. I get the pardon the pun. I do get the picture. Listen, thank you very much indeed. An interesting piece in the Sunday Times. Thank you very much indeed. And I appreciate you coming on the air. Valerie Flynn, journalist. If you're buying those glasses, they're a little over 300 quid, but they are going to get more expensive as according to they do more stuff. And as I said, I was looking at, you know, and I don't know exactly, Apple haven't released them yet, and Apple are always very quiet about these things. But in November, I believe the Apple ones are coming out, AR glasses and VR headsets that they're bringing out. And there, I believe the price mark on those is about $3,000. They probably will get cheaper as time goes on.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.